What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Come Up Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Grimm. And on this episode, I'll be reading comments from you, the audience, about your thoughts on Wakanda Forever and recasting T'Challa. All of that coming up right after the intro. Okay, so let me start this video off by saying I am someone who believes T'Challa should have been recasted. I'm not sure what people heard in previous videos, but reading through some of the comments is like, you guys think I'm against recasting T'Challa. It's not the case. I understand what they're trying to do with Wakanda Forever, but that doesn't mean I have to agree with it. I'm just, you know, making videos, voicing my opinions on the situation while also voicing you guys' opinions on the situation. That's all I'm doing. So there's no need to attack each other in the comment section. It's that simple. I'm not a huge conspiracy person, but I've noticed that some of you are or have your own theories that we're going to get into. So let's get this started. The first comment I'll be reading is from That Guy Talks Movies. Great channel. If you guys enjoy movie reviews, film reviews, you should go subscribe to him. Go check him out. Personally, one of my favorite channels. But he said, solid vid. Personally, I would have scripted a much darker film that would first, of course, keep T'Challa. My film slash script would have been heavy on dealing with racism and a bunch of political stuff, chaos, which inevitably, I can never say that right, inevitably. Okay, you guys would kill me for that. would have to happen based on Wakanda's now being exposed to the world. As far as bringing back T'Challa, as mentioned in my vid, probably just a matter of doing some type of multiverse trickery. Excellent comment. Excellent perspective. That would have been a good storyline to follow, actually. So I pretty much agree with everything you said. I've been saying in the past that, you know, since it was confirmed that T'Challa would be dying or killed off in Wakanda Forever, that the next option or the next step would to be use the multiverse to get another T'Challa. But some people don't like that at all. Hey, to each his own. Good comment. The next comment I'm going to be reading is from David Curtis. And he said, recasting is definitely possible. Multiverse or the Watcher could easily take one T'Challa who lost his family and kingdom in one universe and put him in a universe who lost their king, a.k.a. 616. What If has already shown and proved this is possible or proved it possible. Good comment, David. But that's pretty much... You're pretty much hinting at a variant. That wouldn't be a recasting because that'd be a completely different T'Challa than the one we have in the current universe 616. So I personally don't consider that a recast. If you're bringing another T'Challa in from a different timeline or universe, that is a variant. Personally, I don't consider a variant a recasting, but to each his own. Hey, if that's what you consider a recast, that's a recast. Good comment, man. The next comment I will be reading is from Mr. Alfonso Howard. And he says, you made a great point about the cast and crew. They were not thinking about T'Challa. They were thinking about their friend who they just lost. Everyone deals with loss in different ways. Sometimes as fans, we only see and hear what we want to see and hear because we are not in the same positions as those who we are asking to do what we want and not taking into consideration of what they are going through. Everything looks easier from the outside looking in until you are the one who has to do everything you thought was so easy. Absolutely. This is a great comment. So I'm a person that, you know, I think with logic and reasoning, I also show empathy, right? 2 weeks ago, I lost a cousin, 22 years old. He took his own life. 7 years before that, his older brother, who was the same age as me, took his life. And last year, I lost my grandfather, who was a huge part of my upbringing. And if someone... So say I'm in a position where I'm directing or filming a movie and I lose someone I love dearly. That would be a difficult situation to be in. As fans, we are quite selfish. We want what we want. We don't care what other people are going through. To us, Chadwick Boseman was just another entertainer. That's what you guys are making it seem like. He's just some entertainer. We need a new T'Challa. And I understand that. I think there could have been different ways they could have handled the situation. But at the same time, as I've said constantly, we never knew Chadwick personally. We don't know how the cast and crew felt about it. And from what I'm understanding, they dedicated this movie to him. Now, some of you are going to disagree. Some of you are going to immediately start typing and just going crazy in the comments. That's fine. But at the end of the day, we aren't the ones in that situation. If your brother, if your father, if your cousin, if your best friend died and someone's telling you how to grieve, I don't think you would appreciate that. So overall, I try to, although I disagree with it, I am a very understanding person when it comes to those kind of things, because we've all lost people that we love and we all grieve in different ways. You know, you lose someone that close to you, life will never be the same. And although some of you believe Chadwick would have won if the role we casted, it's just that's not the direction they decided they want to go in. Like I've been saying, I believe we will see T'Challa in the MCU again. It just won't be Chadwick's version. And go ahead and kill me in the comment section, guys. It's all good. Some of you guys really lack empathy, but it's all good. If you want to make videos saying why you believe T'Challa should be recasted, go make them and see what people have to say. Because sometimes you guys type out mean things and not consider the person making the content is really agreeing with what you're saying. You're just an understanding person being realistic. So thank you, Mr. Alfonso. That was an excellent comment. Kev's 247. I would have pushed the movie back. Had Wakanda and Black Panther play major roles behind the scenes as far as tech and power projection. Recast the role and use the new actor in a way to honor Chadwick like they did Christopher Reeves in Man of Steel. By superimposing his face with the musical themes, etc. Did a memorandum before and after the movie. In this movie, he could have been off dealing with greater threats and at the end of the day, have Shuri and T'Challa as the Black Panthers. Good point. Good comment. Excellent perspective. I don't know what threat is bigger than Namor. I was trying to take over Wakanda because at the end of the day, that's his priority. That's T'Challa's priority is to protect Wakanda. But, you know, it's the MCU. Anything is possible. Yeah, that's a good way to look at things. Unfortunately, that's not the direction they decided to go in. I believe they may have acted too fast. I do believe the movie could have been pushed back. I also believe T'Challa should be in the MCU. We need T'Challa in the MCU. He has plenty of stories left to tell and important stories left to tell. And it's important to have a Black male figure leading movies, leading the charge. It's important. But it's not the direction they went in. We're going to see we'll see what they do in the future about it. Cause I'm pretty sure they watch and hear these videos. So, yeah, we'll see. But good comment, man. And some people left really long comments. I appreciate it. I've read them all. But I'm not going to put them on here just because it won't fit on the screen and they're really long. I'm trying to keep this video short and sweet. This one's from Onyx. I absolutely believe T'Challa could be recasted, and killing him off is just dumb. I'm probably not going to watch any more Black Panther related things regarding the MCU from now on until T'Challa comes back. I just can't support such an unnecessary decision. This movie is going to be a hard skip for me. Man, that's tough. I'm sorry you feel that way, man. I understand. But my thing is, and people take my words the wrong way sometimes. I don't know if it's my demeanor or the way I talk. This is just how I talk, guys. You know, I'm not being sarcastic or, you know, trying to downplay you guys' feelings. This is literally how I talk. But to me, it may not be difficult for the writers to just write T'Challa back to life, right? But what is going on in Wakanda Forever? That would be to just bring the character back after all that. I don't know how that would work. You know, you kill somebody. That's like bringing Tony Stark back after what he sacrificed himself to save the universe. And all of a sudden, he's just back. So it's just like you could just bring anybody back that you want. I believe they could bring variants back. I believe they could bring variants into the MCU, but I don't think they're going to bring back characters that literally died in the 616. If we're going to see Tony Stark again, it's going to be a Tony Stark from another universe. If we're going to see T'Challa again, it's going to be a T'Challa from another universe. It's not going to be the one we've been following for the past few years. It's not going to be Chadwick's version of T'Challa. Personally, that's my thoughts on it. I could be completely wrong. So we'll see. Good comment. My guy, Terrell Austin. Shout out to you, man. I hope you guys enjoy the movie. I'm waiting for spoilers. Okay. It sounds good, brother. We'll get the spoiler review out for you, man, as soon as we can. As soon as we're allowed to, we'll put it out. But yeah, shout out to you, man. I'm sorry to hear that you're not going to watch it. Katrina Richards. I disagree. They killed off Loki all the time, but bring him back. Not hard. It's fiction. And it was done in the comics. Revisit all you have seen in comics. Professor X died twice in the X-Men movies, was brought back in Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. Okay, Katrina. My thing is this, right? Loki only died once. We assumed he died at the end of the first Thor. He faked his death in the second Thor movie. His only real death was literally by the hands of Thanos. But the Loki we see in the television show is a variant Loki. It's not the same Loki that we follow after the original Avengers movie. It's a completely different Loki, a completely different timeline. I thought they made that pretty clear in the show, but you know, some people may have missed that part. As far as the X-Men, I don't recall Professor X coming back to life. I'm pretty sure the one we saw in Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, was a variant of many. He's one variant of many Professor X's out there. I could be wrong. The anime dope boy. I made a video about how Chad's bro and close friend's perspective on the no recast decision on my channel, and a little thing about how Chad is not a fan of pigeonholing actors on a role they've done so good at. Let me know if you watched it. I watched the video. It was a good video. So if you guys are into that kind of stuff, go check it out. It's the thing is, his family could feel a type of way. His friends could feel a type of way. He could have felt the type of way. But unfortunately, those aren't the people making the decisions in the movies. It's very unfortunate. I'm not saying that to be funny. It's just the truth. It's the truth. But good comment, man. I'm just going to call this person Gemini King. Well, last of my kin, Gemini King. How about that? It isn't tricky to bring back a dead character, homie. It's fiction. It's fictional. It's not real. Why do we need real life issues in fictional story? Makes no sense. We see that every day in America. Yes, it is fiction. I think they're trying to make it as realistic as possible. When I said it's tricky, I meant that. If people took this very wrong when I said it's tricky to bring a character back from the dead, you got to listen to the full context. I only say it's tricky because we know it's confirmed that he's dead in Wakanda Forever. So what's the point in announcing his death and having a memorial for him and a funeral for him if you're just going to bring him back to life? I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that the odds of that happening are very slim. I'm not, like I said, I want T'Challa in the MCU, but it won't be Chadwick's version. That's all I'm saying. But shout out to you. And we got one more I'll read from RockB922. Another person who took the quote unquote tricky the wrong way. It's going to be tricky to bring a character back from the dead. Quote unquote. You serious? In the MCU, how many times has Loki come back? Gamora came back too. Half the universe came back from the dead. In Endgame, it's not tricky, bro. Stop it. They can write whatever they want in the MCU. Again, when I said tricky, I'm talking about Wakanda Forever is going to be a huge storyline that the king is gone. The whole world know the king has died of natural causes. I'm specifically talking about Wakanda Forever. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about any future movies. I'm specifically referring to Wakanda Forever. It's confirmed that he's dead. That's what I mean. So I'm not sure how I can make that more clear to everyone. But hey, if you're going to take it the wrong way, you're going to take it the wrong way. It is what it is. I don't feel bad about it. And then he says, Loki came back. As I said before, Loki has only died once in the hands of Thanos in the MCU. We don't know. We assume that he died in the first Thor. He faked his death in the second Thor. Thanos snapped his neck and he was dead. We've never seen that version of Loki again. Now, if he comes back to the life, that version of Loki comes back to life, I will make another video apologizing. But he's gone. He's never come back to life. I don't know where people are getting this from. Like, he's never come back to life. They made that clear in the Loki TV show that was a different Loki. It's not the same Loki. That was the villain Loki at the end of the original Avengers. That's not the anti-hero Loki that we've seen going forward. And then as for Gamora, when did Gamora come back? She died. Thanos pushed her off the cliff. She was dead. The Gamora we seen was from a different timeline, from 2014, before the Guardians of Galaxy movie took place in the MCU. It's a different Gamora. I don't know what's so hard about understanding this. And then half the universe came back. I'm not even going to comment on that. If you thought the MCU was going to keep 50% of all living beings dead for the rest of the time, that's your problem. I don't have any comment for that. But yeah. I don't mean to come off like rude or anything, guys, because sometimes people have to use their common sense. But yeah, that's it for the video. Please don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. You can share if you would like. I'm going to continue to make these videos to get everyone's opinions out there. I'm going to offer my opinions or you guys' opinions, but I really want to use this platform to put everyone's opinions out there to get them heard. So if you like this video, please leave a like. Please share, please comment, please subscribe if you would like. And I'm your host, Jimmy Grimm, checking out. Peace.